For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. NATO diplomats were dumbfounded at the annual summit in Brussels as President Trump came out brawling in his first public comments. Trump accused NATO ally Germany of being a captive of Russia and called members of the alliance delinquent in their defense spending, insisting they increase it immediately. The top Republican in the House, Speaker Paul Ryan, didn't criticize the president, but he did come to the defense of NATO.
NATO is indispensable. It's as important today as it ever has been.
He says he agrees with President Trump that alliance members aren't contributing enough for defense. Asked about the president's comment that Germany is captive to Russia because of the oil and gas pipeline, Ryan sidestepped the issue, saying he believes it's wrong to criticize the president when he's overseas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Mexico's next president will be meeting soon with top Trump administration officials, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner. Lopez Obrador saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate has passed a resolution calling for congressional involvement in decisions on tariffs. Arizona Republican Jeff Flake said the president's abusing a national security waiver to penalize U.S. allies.
This is an abuse of that authority. That's why Congress needs to speak up today.
The administration has threatened another $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese products. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new reality TV show debuted last night. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
A new reality TV show will help contestants pay off their student debt. The show is called Paid Off, and it's on True TV, and it hopes to highlight that many young Americans and college graduates are struggling to pay off their education loans. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He talks about the idea of this show on Fox Business.
It's a great idea. I mean, who wouldn't love the opportunity to have a game show where someone else take care of all your student loan debt? The reality is, very few people are going to make the show or even win that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So there is no student loan fairy. You're going to have to take care of this yourself. We've got 44 million Americans that have student loan debt to the tune of almost $1.3 trillion. So we've got a student loan epidemic. It's a big deal. And so people need a path. They need to know what can they do, because you can't bankrupt student loan debt. It's not going to go anywhere. So the way to deal with it is to attack it. And I tell people, I know it can be a big dollar amount, but if you sit down and make a budget and start to look at this and start to pay more than the minimum payments, I promise you, you're going to make progress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Navy says it will allow its servicewomen to sport longer hairstyles, such as lock hairstyles or rope-like strands, along with wider hair buns. And women will now be able to wear ponytails while in uniform as well. Navy officials say it will make the Navy more inclusive. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.